Track 11, Volunteers' Tales. Now, not only do our volunteers here at Chatterbox give freely of their time for all our benefits, they also help other organisations and people. Alan Shirley is an example of someone who spreads his goodwill far and wide. You might say he doesn't have a one-track mind. You'll see what I mean. Here's Dorothy.
Originally, in 1995, I became involved with the Bure Valley Railway in Elsham. However, I found it easier to spend my day at their Wroxham terminus rather than Elsham, and therefore met and got to know the station master, Span. Having become friends, he asked if I knew about Barton House Railway, BHR. I said I hadn't. So he suggested I might consider going along on the next monthly running. This is when the trains are let loose on the tracks, during the following year. So I did. Very soon I was asked if I'd like to relieve the electric-powered loco driver to give her a chance for a cuppa. I didn't need asking twice. The following year I was given instruction to fire up the little-used steam loco so that we could operate a two-train service, making better use of the signal box. Just like real railway practice when you operate a single line, a train must have some sort of permission to occupy that section of line to the exclusion of others. Learning to get the fire started and keeping ahead of steam takes constant attention. The last thing you want is a train stuck between stations. Eventually, it became second nature. For the last few years, I have progressed to the boat crew, meaning that I'm a captain of one of the boats that ferry passengers to and from Granary Quay, Wroxham, which is beside the bridge over the river. I have always had a fascination for railways for as long as I can remember. I still have my Hornby Dublu three-rail locos and track. Since those days, I have branched out into the modern two-rail trains, and I now also own 5-inch and 7.25 locos and rolling stock. The Barton House Railway is located in a private garden in Wroxham, Norfolk, first opened to the public in June 1963. There had been a period of construction, including track making and laying beforehand. Peter Bauer and his now late father Paul were the driving force behind the project. The family were involved with the wire factory situated on the corner of Salhouse Road in Norwich, where now the site is occupied by Homebase. Peter had become aware of the closing of the M&GN, Midland and Great Northern Railway, whilst being an employee based at Wroxham Station in a clerical role. He was able to rescue several items of railway infrastructure and equipment before the scrapman called. Initially, he wanted a signal as a garden ornament, and having left word with the demolition team, he returned a few days later to find that the whole distance signal and the one fixed on a bracket controlling a junction was ready for him. The agreed price of £1, paper money in those days, changed hands. Not long after, he was able to secure the ownership of a redundant signal box for £5. All he had to do was to transport these items back home and re-erect them in the garden where they still stand today. The original track constructed is a raised 3.5-inch gauge oval, which nowadays is referred to as the Midland Railway. When the public were eventually welcomed, it was a regular success. It was such a hit that a second line of 7.25-inch gauge was built on the ground close by. It is laid out in a rough horseshoe shape as an end-to-end with a passing loop in the middle. The full-size signal box controls both lines with working signals and tokens to protect single-line working with more than one loco hauling trains at the same time. The railway donates a portion of its income to a nominated charity every year. The total amount so far amounts to several thousands of pounds. Indeed, Chatterbox was one such recipient of this generous donation. On the Midland Line, the loco used is a battery-powered diesel, Originally, there were two steam locos as well, but they are now enjoying a long-term retirement. Upon the larger gauge Grand Railway, there are two steam locos and two battery-powered diesels, plus a battery-powered electric loco based on a real mainline electric one. There are two electric-powered boats available to whisk visitors to and from the Garden and Granary Quay, beside archive of the M and GN, Midland and Great Northern, or Muddle and Go Nowhere, as we say. Railway is now stored at Barton House, whilst the operating part still connects Sheringham with its other end near the town of Holt, the North Norfolk Railway. The Barton House Railway opens once a month on the third Sunday, plus Easter Monday between 1 p.m. and 4:30 p.m., and the last Saturday in September between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. This is a special event where oil lamps and candles are the only forms of illumination that are permitted. There is no need to book up, just arrive, preferably by the Barton House railway boat at Hoveton, and enjoy a pleasant visit. There is also the option to visit and meet Santa in his grotto, and for an extra fee, enjoy a Christmas lunch. This option is on the third Sunday in December between 12 noon and 3 p.m. and needs to be booked in advance. Full details and relevant booking form can be found on the website. It is necessary to remember that this attraction is still operating a cash-only method of transactions. The railway's website address is bhrw.org.uk.
Thank you, Dorothy. And having spent two delightful afternoons myself at Barton House Railway, I can thoroughly recommend it.